This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Before I introduce and turn over the show to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, let me just put this out here real quick. So last night, I interviewed instructor and activist Rob Pincus, and I sort of did this takedown on him. And in correspondence over social media, it was implied to me that he thought that I either misrepresented his position on a tweet because of an emoji, or I was made a mistake because it was live radio. So let me just categorically put this out there. The interview itself, the sum of the parts of the interview stands on its own. It was the second hour yesterday. If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about, you can download it here at GCNLive.com in the podcast section on my RSS feed. You put something on the internet, you stick it out there, it doesn't matter how you mean it to be taken, it matters how people take it. That's all I'm going to say about it. I did not make a mistake. I did not misrepresent anything. It doesn't matter how he wanted people to take that. That's not the way that works. Now that that's out of the way, we can move on to much more brighter things. And joining me now is the weaponized woman herself, Keita Bussey. I'm supposed
hey,
to tell
you.
I'm supposed to tell you that your hair is not flat.
You've been talking to Steve.
I have been talking to Steve. I'm supposed to tell you that your hair is not flat. And I told him, you know, she does the show without her pants on. Then, and so we're presuming that you have full-bodied hair and no pants on.
There we go. That's the way to do it, right?
Right. Now, I know that I'm not supposed to. I'm going to let you introduce your guest, and then I'm going to let you take off with it. Sorry for the. I had to do a little admin work there off of something I did yesterday. So.
Oh, no worries. I've had some interactions with Rob Pincus, and I can understand exactly the kind of thing that happened. So, no worries.
I gotcha.
So, my guest today. You guys are all very used to the kind of people I bring on the show, so as such, we are going to call her by her handle, Bells and Shells. So rather than using her name, we're just going to call her Bells and Shells. So, Bells and Shells, welcome to the show.
Hi, Keita. Thank you.
How are you doing? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us just a little bit about what you can tell us about yourself, you know, whatever you want to share, and then tell us about your business and how that all got started.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. Well, I'm originally from the South, so I grew up around a lot of guns and a lot of hunting. So guns have always been a part of my life, and it's just been a normal thing. And as I got older, I grew up, and I wanted to shoot whatever my dad had. So eventually, you know, I got into it more and more. And then a few years ago, I had just bought a little Derringer and had a great idea for a T-shirt idea, and it just started from there. So that's how you ended up with that T-shirt, the Forever 22.
Yeah, I saw that on your site, and I had to give a snicker because, you know, as a T teenager, I shopped at the store Forever 21. I live an hour from the Mall of America, and it's a big store there. So when I saw that Forever 22, I had to put a little giggly emoji, and you saw that. And the internet being the internet, where it's very hard to, you know, portray emotion in text, you weren't sure where I was coming from, and you're like, this girl's laughing at me. So you sent me a message, you know, rather than being passive-aggressive like most women would be and be all offended and huffy, she directly contacted me and say, hey, what did you mean by that giggly face? Which was a totally appropriate question. And I responded, well, I get the joke, basically. I shop at Forever 21, so I get the Forever 22 joke, and I thought that was hilarious.
And she was kind so enough that you
to send
it.
Me a couple shirts.
Which you look great in, by the way. You and Pixie. So, Zoe.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so Bella is one of my favorite brands. I actually used to model for Bella back in the day when it sort of first became a thing. So I have they let me keep all their t-shirts and they still send me some sometimes. So I have a literal closet full of Bella t-shirts and they're so soft and so comfortable. I just love them. They're flattering no matter what your size or shape, and they make it very easy to conceal a gun because even though they're flattering, they're not skin tight where, you know, you have to worry about your gun printing.
Right. That is so true. And that's part of, that's a big part of my company because I wanted to wear a t-shirt that shows, hey, I like guns. That's how I came up with all my designs too. I was just like, it was important to me to put my designs on a t-shirt that I would want to wear, that I felt cute in, and that was
flattering. And still look like a girl.
Yes. You still look like a girl. You're not just wearing a regular guy's t-shirt, but with a girl design. So I have so many different types of shirts on my website. So whenever you guys get a chance to look at bellsandshells.com, you'll see I've got all sorts of cuts. And I even have performance shirts for when you're at the range and you want to wear your little polo. I've got that
too. So black and gold are my logo colors. They're my company colors. And I saw you had a black and gold polo. Is that correct?
Yes. So now you know what Santa's going to bring you.
So when I saw that, I was just like, oh, that's my shirt. Yeah. So that was exciting. And a lot of shooters do like the black and gold. Because, you know, it's CZ colors and I shoot a CZ. And this is a CZ radio show. So it's right in. If you want a CZ polo for your girl, CZ colors, go to Bells and Shells. And it's not Bells like ding ding. It's Bells as in Southern Belle, B-E-L-L-E.
Yes.
Bells.
Southern Belle.
Like a lady.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We actually, I grew up in a part of the South where that was definitely a thing. Where I did cotillion. Everything a Southern girl would do. The big
hoop
dresses. So, yeah, Southern Belle, it has not died there. It lives on.
I grew up in the Midwest on a farm, so we didn't do anything like that. In fact, I usually didn't have clothes that fit me because they were all hand-me-downs, and I wore flood pants because that's all my parents could afford. So now I get to wear cool stuff like Bells and Shells t-shirts.
We're coming up on the break, ladies. Would you go... Bells and Shells, would you like to give out how they find Bells and Shells?
Oh, yes, we're on Instagram. That's how Keto and I met up. You just look at Bells and Shells. And also, our website is www.bellsandshells.com.
Bells being spelled B-E-L-L-E-S.
Yes, Bill, that's right.
And Keto, I too have modeled for Bella when I had hair, and it was full, you know.
Right.
Full-bodied hair. Yeah. I don't have that gig anymore.
No,
with no pants. Where do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. You want to buy my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, that is available on Amazon, or email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for your own personalized copy.
We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keto Bussey, and this is Lock and Load. in a name. If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And Keita and her guest, Bells and Shells. Please, ladies, if you would, have at it.
So, Bells and Shells, you.
Hi, Keita.
I am very impressed with you and how bold you are and how you're not afraid to try new things. You put yourself out there and you try everything from, you know, shooting a bow and arrow to shooting all different kinds of guns. You're not afraid to try anything new. You're not afraid to fail and then make yourself better and pick yourself up and do it again. And I think that's just so cool. And I know you do concealed carry as well, and I'm sure our audience would love to hear what and how you carry and, you know, what your outlook on concealed carry is.
Oh, yeah. I was really excited to finally get my concealed carry permit a few years back. I carried a Glock 42 just because of the size, and I really liked the way it fit in my holster. And, you know, depending on if you're wearing low-cut jeans and no belt, sometimes that matters.
Right.
But I've recently started carrying the 43X. So, I like I told you before, I am a Glockaholic, so I carry Glock often. But I am open to other people's advice on what they like to carry, but I really have felt very comfortable carrying my Glock 42 because that's the gun I've had the most practice with and the 43.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at switching, maybe trading up for the 43X because, you know, it's the simplest one, but Keita, I didn't tell you this, but recently Shield Arms came out with a metal magazine that you can put into your Glock, and it would be like going from a 43X to a Glock 19, but a compact Glock 19. So I can carry 15+1 in a 43X.
That's very cool. And
yeah,
you can get those extended magazines and just carry those as your backup magazines as well. So if you want to have a more mm-hmm. compact gun, you can have, you know, a smaller magazine in the gun to make it print less, but then your spare magazines you carry on you, you can have the bigger magazine.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another way to handle it. So that's really cool that you decided to start carrying, you know, before all this stuff went down, you were ready to do something that not very many women were doing at that time. Is that, I feel like that's such an empowering thing for women. It sort of evens the playing field for us, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. In fact, I was inspired by my best friend from college. I've known her over 20 years. Her husband was a Marine, and he got her a Springfield, and she was like, you really need to start carrying concealed carry. And I was like, yeah, I can. That's a great idea. I should do that. So I ended up trying a few different guns. I tried the Springfield myself and ended up going for Glock.
Well, and I love that you actually practice with your carry gun. You know, it's not just, you know, you go out and get your permit and then you're good. No, you actually
right.
have to train for proficiency with whatever you're carrying because your life could depend on that, and so could other people's lives.
That is so true. Yeah, I can't even imagine what it would feel like if I was in the moment and I'm scared. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, having it be second nature, knowing how to pull it out of my holster and knowing how many rounds is in my gun and if, and, you know, like that I don't have to rack the slide. It's already there. You know what I mean? So
right.
it's like that, I think everything would change. Everything you think you know would change.
And
if you're in the moment where you needed it.
So when I train police officers and other people who are going to have to potentially perform under pressure like that, and like you said, be the anxiety and, you know, having all that pressure on you and being able to just do it and have it be second nature is so important. So what I tell them is they really need to bring pressure to their practice. And I think a really good way to do that is adding a timer. So using that time pressure really pushes you to be proficient under pressure. It's amazing what happens when that beep goes off and you know you only have so much time to do it. And that sort of simulates the amount of time you would have in a real life situation.
Yeah, that's a really great practice. I should pick that up, put that in my repertoire.
Yeah, a lot of the
I haven't really done anything like that.
Say again?
I was just saying that is something I haven't practiced with, Peter, and that's a great idea, like you're saying with the timer.
A lot of the police officers are skeptical of using the time pressure because they say, oh, that's a competition thing. I'm not shooting competition. This is real life. Well, then I explained to them, you know, in real life, you're going to be under pressure, and this is just a really good way to bring that pressure to your practice. And there are a lot of different ways to do that, but using the timer is one of those options. Another one would be doing it with other people watching you, because other people are going to be around if, God forbid, something were to happen. People are going to be watching you. So having other people around as sort of an audience, and then you have to perform under that pressure. Or maybe you say, I'm going to videotape this run, and no matter what happens, I'm going to post it. Because you don't get second chances in real life scenarios. You have to be able to do it under pressure the first time. So then if you record yourself and say, okay, no matter what happens, I'm going to post this and possibly embarrass myself, but it's going online.
So all right, hold up right there.
Bring pressure.
Hold it right there, Akita. We're heading into the break. One more time, Bells
right.
And Chill. Tell people how they find you. What's your website?
Oh, well, you can look us up on Instagram at Bells and Chill or bellsandchills.com.
Akita.
180firearmstraining.com. My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon. If you would like to set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Outstanding. Akita's pretty soon you can just run the show. I won't even show up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veterans Day will be different this year because of the pandemic. Veterans Day parades in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago have either been canceled or made entirely virtual. In a damp and rainy Arlington, Virginia, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was just re-elected to represent Florida's 18th Congressional District. Mast, also a Purple Heart recipient, reflects on Veterans Day.
If you served from World War II to through Korea, through Vietnam, through Mogadishu or Bosnia or Kosovo, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, all points in between wartime, peacetime. Our country loves you. We love you.
On Tuesday, 130,000 coronavirus cases were reported, along with 1,300 deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News. Both of Georgia's U.S. senators are in runoff elections, and their neighbor to the south is lending a helping hand.
This is literally, you know, the showdown of all showdowns in terms of politics and what it means.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio taking part in a campaign rally for Senator David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Senator Rubio says he's going all in for both Georgia Republican senators.
We don't want to win one of them. We want to win both of them. We need to win both of them.
The investigation into a murder hornet nest found near Blaine, Washington, found 500 bees and enough queens to start several new hives. Sven Spiesugar is an entomologist with the Washington Department of Agriculture.
When you see, albeit a relatively small nest like this, able to pump out 200 queens, it does give one a little bit of pause because potentially each of those queens could be a new next year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and her guest is Bells and Shells. Please, Keita, take it away.
All right. So what can you tell me? You talked a little bit about how you got started in firearms. Can you expand on that a little bit? Just sort of tell us more about your story and what you're into and what you've done.
My family was really into hunting. My father was actually a drill sergeant in the Army, so he got to shoot a lot of different weapons while he served. But honestly, I grew up around shotguns, rifles, and revolvers. So pretty much the first gun I ever shot was a Colt 22, and my dad still has it. It's a beautiful gun. It has the color hard casing on it. It's got that like rainbow patina. I love that gun. It might still be my favorite revolver. But from there, I just had to like figure out what I wanted to shoot. I knew I couldn't run around carrying a revolver.
There's something sexy about a Southern girl shooting a revolver. I don't know what it is. Like, you know, with cowgirl boots on and she's got a revolver. There's just something hot about that.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I see that. One of my girlfriends back home, she's definitely a little cowgirl, and I've had her dressed up in Belle Michelle's attire with, like, her cowboy boots and her different guns. So that's one of our designs has a girl holding a shotgun over the logo Bells and Shells. But yeah, there's definitely a little bit of a Southern flair to it. And revolvers, yeah, right, they are sexy. They're cool guns.
Yeah, and you know, I think, I don't know if you know who Jessie Harrison is, but she is a true Southern lady, and she loves her revolvers. And she makes all these amazing pictures. She has all these amazing pictures of her with her revolvers and her cowgirl boots and her big belt buckles. I just think that's so cool.
Oh, yeah, I like that too. When I would do gun shows, I used to wear my big flashy rhinestone buckle cow hide and put on a cowboy hat and boots. Just put on a little show.
Yeah, just, you know. Represent. You gotta represent your upbringing.
Mm-hmm. But you know something, Keita, as much as I do like revolvers and everything, I've really gotten into the PCCs.
Yes.
I know. They're great. I love them. My boyfriend and I didn't we talk about it? The SM9s, the Foxtrot mic.
Yes.
Yeah, those are really cool. What is your opinion on those?
Well, I think my favorite would be the one from Dissident Arms. The SIG MPX is also very good. I have one that was custom made for me from New Frontier Armory that I like a lot. If you do have one custom made, I would recommend not trying to build it yourself because, you know, it's sort of in its infancy. It's not like building another gun that's been out there forever. There are a lot of things to learn. So definitely hire someone who really knows what they're doing if you're doing a custom build rather than trying to build it yourself. Otherwise, they tend not to run. But the blowback guns are very nice. Also, if you can get one with staggered ammunition. So with the Glock magazines, most of them come up in a single line. So if you can get one where the ammunition is staggered, so it's sort of side by side a little bit, then those ones tend to feed a lot better. But the cool thing is with the PCC, you're shooting a rifle, but it's super lightweight, so you can easily run around and maneuver, and there's no recoil. So you get one sight picture, two trigger pulls, which is a big no-no with a pistol. They say, don't double tap. With the PCC, you can double tap all day long, and you're going to, once you get that sight picture, it just stays there. It makes it so much fun to shoot.
I think
I'm actually,
mm-hmm.
What was that?
Oh, no, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm actually shooting a PCC competition on Saturday in California.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, I'll have to follow that and check out your photos. Are you going to get videos of it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, awesome. I definitely would like to see that. I think my favorite thing, like you said, there's no recoil. It is super fun to shoot them. And I really like the optics that we've got on our PCC. Mm-hmm. So we've got the...
What optic are you using? Yes, Holosun. That is the one I recommend.
Yeah. Mhm.
So the Holosuns are very affordable for what you're getting, and they have a pretty big window. So if you have targets that are close to one another, you know, typically when you're transitioning a gun, you want to snap your eyes from one target to the next, and then you allow the dot or the sight to appear in your line of vision. You're not tracking them across. But the one exception is with a dot where the window is big enough to start picking up your next target within that window. It's so much faster if you follow the dot from one target to the next, as long as they're both available within that window. I've actually, this is something I've figured out in my training and have been able to take significant time off of people's runs by doing that.
Okay.
That's another cool little thing with the PCC.
Yeah, I think that's definitely got to be one is added to my favorites list. But
yeah, and it's so fun to take kids shooting with that too. And, you know, it's not like taking them out to shoot a pistol that's got the recoil. And it's so much easier for you to control. So if you take a kid out shooting and something starts going sideways and they don't really understand the safety rules yet, it's very easy to intervene and prevent things from going wrong because it's a longer gun and easier to grab.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, they don't have the recoil, so it's not scary, and it's 9mm. Even though it's a rifle, it's shooting 9mm ammo, so it's not super loud. It's not hugely concussive. Actually, they're very quiet if they don't have a compensator.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a fun gun to shoot if you're a good shooter, and it's a fun gun to shoot if you're just starting out.
Coming up on the next break there, ladies, if you would be so kind, Bells and Shells, how do they find your website, please?
On Instagram, at Bells and Shells, online, www.bellsandshells.com.
And, of course, Keita, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. If you would like my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, you can find that on Amazon. If you would like to set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Guaranteed to learn at Keita's class because she does correct your mess-ups with a rhinoceros hide whip as you're going through the range. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Bells and Shells. And ladies, if you would, one more segment and then we will be done. Please have at it.
All right, Bells and Shells. What made you decide? I know you already have a full-time job. What made you decide to open this online store to sell t-shirts?
So we lost the guest. Okay.
Oh, no.
That was a good question, too. I've tried selling t-shirts as a radio host, Keith. It never works. It never works. Do you think we can get her back?
I think we could.
Okay. I think we do have her now. Do we have Bells back?
I'm playing with my new CZ Shadow 2 Orange.
Oh, yeah?
This trigger. Can you hear that?
I do.
It's so crisp.
All right.
Beautiful.
I'll put you in touch with Jason at CZ, and we can have a nice CZ trigger segment, but Belle is back, so you go ahead and be the weaponized woman.
All right. So, Bells and Shells, you already have a full-time job. So, what is it that made you decide you wanted to open an online store selling t-shirts for women?
Oh, well, when I opened it, I was teaching, and I guess I just need to be busier. So I decided, hey, I think I'm just going to start my own little company. But it's fun, you know. It's not like work. It's fun. I enjoy working on it when I have time, and I like it. I actually just came up with a new design that I put on there today. So, awesome. There'll be more options on the website. I'm constantly updating it when I can. Excuse me. And whenever I can find products that have a better price, of course, I try to go for those products. So I'm always like changing things out regularly?
Well, I mean, there are worse vices you could have than opening a t-shirt store. So that's probably a good choice of all the things you could do with your spare time.
Sure.
That's pretty cool. So where do you get your ideas from? Do they just come to you when you're sleeping, or how does that happen?
Oh, well, like I said, my first design was the Forever 22 concept, and I really just played around with, I would draw it out and then change it and draw it again, and that's kind of how I came up with the designs you've seen so far on my website, just playing with, you know, like playing with words, playing with ideas. Like the design I just put on there today is peace and love, like your peace. Your gun.
Peace, yeah.
You get it?
Yes, I get it. Very clever.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me what you think of that one, if you like it.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think I told Bill, your designs are cheeky. It's cheeky humor. I like it. It's cute.
Thank you.
So do you actually sit down and brainstorm and try to come up with ideas, or do you just let them come to you?
Oh, I did at first. I just sat down and I would like sketch out different things, and then, you know, whatever was cuter or whatever looked better or whatever would print better, that's what I would end up going with. But yeah,
gotcha.
I've got other designs in mind, but they do take time, and I'm pretty hands-on with it. I like to be in control of it, so. When I have the time to work on it, I do. I stay pretty busy with work, so I haven't been able to devote as much time as I want. But it's fun, and it's also really fun to wear something you made yourself. You know?
Yes. But, and then seeing other people wearing it and enjoying it.
Oh yeah, that'd
be very gratifying.
I was so excited when I saw you wearing my shirt. That made me feel so good. And I was like, wow, you were so pretty. That was a beautiful picture that you posted with the XOXO, the bullet, the hugs and kisses bullet.
Well, it was easy to do in that shirt. It's very flattering.
Oh, thank you.
My daughter loved it, too.
Bit of a oh, yeah, that was a cute photo of her, too.
Another cool thing is it's so subtle that she can wear that shirt to school and people don't look at it and immediately say, oh, she's wearing a gun shirt.
Oh, yeah, true.
So she can get away with that at her school. She can wear a gun shirt to school without it being blatantly obvious. You know, she's got shirts that say Glock and it's a picture of a gun. But this is very subtle.
Yeah.
It looks like XOXO, but it's actually ammunition.
Yeah, but it's cute ammunition. It's pretty.
Yes, it's cute ammo. Cute ammo. I'm going to tell that to my ammo sponsor. Make me cute ammo.
Pretty and pink ammo.
Right.
We also have some little doggy tee, so I have to send you a doggy tee for your puppy dog.
That would be so cool.
So you guys can have matching shirts.
That would be hilarious. That would make a great photo op.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing it. So I did used to, you know, back in the day, do modeling. And every once in a while, I have to do a photo shoot for, you know, whatever in the gun industry or even for my own promotion or my book or whatever. And it seems like every time I do a photo shoot, it's just, like, it makes the internet angry. So I had this one picture where I was doing a jumping reload. So I'm midair reloading my gun and just look very peaceful. Like, I'm not stressed out about it. I'm just kind of, like, hanging out midair, like, oh, I think I'll put this magazine in here. Just very chill. And people got so angry, and they're like, well, she's a movement coach. That's not efficient to be jumping in the air. Like, it's just a photo shoot, guys.
Yeah.
And then on the one I did for you, Oh, no, it wasn't the one I did for you. It was for the Ipsic store. They said, she's got her hammer forward on that gun. You know, it's just an unloaded gun in the holster for a photo shoot. Oh, the hammer's forward. And everyone's freaking out about it. But, you know, no publicity is bad publicity, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is interesting how particular gun aficionados can be. You know, they're looking for something. They're looking for one thing off. But like you said, sometimes it's just a fun photo. And a lot of mine are like that. Like, I'm like, hey, let's go try archery today. I'm not an expert at it. So if you catch something off, well, you know, you might. I'm not.
You know, but I feel like a lot of us who get into guns have this sort of OCD type A personality. And it's like being a grammar Nazi, but for guns. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to say something.
Keita, before we get that far, we're going to run out of time. So one more time, ladies, Bells and Shells, how do they find that, please?
On Instagram, at Bells and Shells, and online, www.bellsandshells.com.
And Keita.
My book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available on Amazon. My website is 180firearmstraining.com. If you would like to set up a class in your area, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And the personalized book. Don't ever forget the personalized book.
Yes, you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, and I will send you a personalized copy that says, I like you better than Bill Frady.
That's an exclusive. Thank you. Thank you, Keita. Thank you, Bells.
Thank you, guys.
Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I'd have kissed my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to toss it all the weapon to share.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.